This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Last summer's massive blackout in the eastern United States and Canada was a major headache for millions of people. But climate scientists have found what you might call a silver lining. With all those power plants out of service, the air got much cleaner, at least for a few days. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Air pollution comes from cars and trucks. It comes from factories, and of course it comes from power plants, especially those that burn coal. Russell Dickerson at the University of Maryland heads a research team that flies around in a small airplane keeping tabs on all these emissions.
Atmospheric scientists often ask what we think is a rhetorical question, what would happen to air quality if you eliminated one source altogether? If you took all the cars off the road or if you took all the power plants offline.
Last August 14th, that question was no longer rhetorical. A widespread power failure knocked out all electricity generation for a huge part of the United States and Canada.
During the blackout last year, I was getting ready to go to bed, and we had electricity here in Maryland, even though they didn't have it throughout much of the Northeast. A little light bulb went off over my head, said, gee, I wonder if we could fly our research aircraft up into the blackout region, and I wonder if we'd see any difference.
The next day, Dickerson's research team did just that. First, they took air samples in Maryland and Virginia, which still had power, and then they flew up into central Pennsylvania. This area is downwind of power plants in the industrial Ohio River Valley and is usually choked with sulfur dioxide and ozone. But Dickerson says not on that day.
The sky was bluer, visibility increased by 20 miles, and the concentrations fell by anywhere from almost 50% for ozone, that's a Los Angeles-type smog pollution marker, to a factor of 5 for sulfur dioxide. The air was remarkably clean.
Some of that clean air even made it over Baltimore, Washington, and New York City. As a result, a code red ozone alert that had been forecast before the blackout didn't materialize. Dickerson says it's remarkable how quickly the air quality improved once those power plants stopped pouring fumes into the atmosphere. And he says that bodes well for future air quality in this region.
There are some regulations that are supposed to go in for all of the old power plants along the Ohio River Valley. And if their emissions actually do come down by 50% as they're slated to do over the next couple of years, we should see a marked improvement in air quality here in the eastern United States.
People got a breath of that healthier air and a view of those bluer skies during the blackout, though Dickerson says they may not have been able to appreciate it.
I suppose the people in the blackout region were more concerned about the food that was rotting in their refrigerator than how blue the sky looked.
His team's findings will be published in Geophysical Research Letters. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.